God, who is that over there in the corner? Is that Cluck Norris? January 12th, 2020. It's the Coffee House on 4 Culture Radio. I am the RSD, and that is the fabulous Anne-Marie.
It's me!
It's you, Anne-Marie. Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi, and Cluck Norris is here.
Cluck Norris, he's adorable. He's in the corner with his cowboy hat on.
Is it like hot glued? What is it?
It is. It is hot glued. The pigeons.
It really is.
It really is. The pigeons in Las Vegas have hot glued cowboy hats to their heads.
That's horrific and fabulous all at once.
Isn't it? That's the latest news.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Las Vegas residents spotted two birds downtown in tiny cowboy hats, and then more followed. after the original report, and they were calling the one Cluck Norris.
But they're hot glued. Oh, my God.
well, probably even worse. They're super glued. So.
Oh no.
Yeah, because upon catching Cluck Norris, they investigated further, and it was tearing up his feathers around his head. And
that's,
it's not funny, but it's funny.
I want to hug them, but they look really cute walking around.
They do. And, I'm kind of on the edge with that. I mean, I don't think they really give too much of a shit, but I'm sure they're not pleased that, especially
still an aminal.
At first, there was that first feeling of the glue and the hat, I'm sure.
Double stick tape would have been a better option.
Would have been nice. These poor birds, are people like luring them to them?
Here, oh no, they get some, bread and glue.
Here's some bread, and then, oop, there goes the hat.
Are they like plastic Barbie hats?
They are little red, little plastic red hats.
Okay.
Looks like a little red, yeah. It's a little plastic.
Maybe it's a tourism campaign.
Could be. Could be what happens here stays here. Come see the cowboy.
Animal abuse stays
animal
here.
Come see our pigeons. They've got cowboy hats.
Stapled to their heads. God.
Note to the audience, don't do that.
No, it's not nice.
It's not nice. The pigeons are not happy. And then the animal rescue was rescuing them to remove it, so that was probably even worse.
Oh, God.
Removing the super glued hat.
It's poor babies.
Yeah, then they had like...
You don't think about pigeons, and now you gotta...
You gotta worry about everything
time
these
to their
days.
Well-being.
Yes. And then they rip off the hat, and it's probably like this circle of missing feathers, so then they're like Jesus pigeons. Little crown of... That's where my mind goes.
I'm thinking, Tim Conway, because he was bald.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And say Tim Conway pigeons, and you're thinking Jesus. See?
It's Cluck Conway. Yeah. Tim Cluckway, yes.
Cluck you.
Cluck you. That's how we start our coffee house.
Pigeons don't even cluck, so we have a problem.
They don't. They coo, don't they? Coo. Cool.
Yes. See, this is restart. Forget it. The whole campaign is off.
Yeah, we have no idea where the Cluck Norris came from because there's no
it's
clucking.
A cute name though.
It is. It's adorable.
I keep picturing the bird. I saw images of this little guy in the news.
Absolutely.
And it was adorable looking, but it's not nice.
It's not nice. We should not make fun. But, it's coffee.
I mean,
house.
If somebody hot glued a hat to my cat's head, I'd be upset.
Right?
You can bet your ass I'd Instagram it, though, because I got to look at this.
Yeah, I'm sure, with a cat or a dog or something, you could just, like, shampoo it out or, I don't know. I'm sure it would be.
you shampoo your cat.
Yeah,
let me
can
know
you
how that
imagine?
Goes.
Yes, Magnolia the cat, not up to shampooing.
No, screw that.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. I'm hanging out today. Long week.
It's a long week.
It's over. It's time to relax in the coffee house. And
we've got kind of a late night coffee house this
and learn.
Episode.
It is nighttime for me, Dean.
We're on the sunset sidewalk kind of coffee house tonight, which we don't usually get to do. We're breakfast people.
Night coffee. It's been a while, but yeah.
I did night coffee last night and was up all damn night.
Ah, yeah. That means you're getting old. Can't do that stuff anymore. Yeah.
Humans don't learn no matter what. But you'd think that we could,
of course,
we could pick up the simpler things in life. Like if I drink coffee, it was 5:30. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of dragging and we got a bunch of other stuff to do tonight. So, yeah, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you forget.
Pay in the price.
Yeah, it does not kick in. I mean, I didn't really feel that coffee until I'm laying in bed with my heart.
Wow.
Me and my heart. And we're all very excited and everyone's trying to sleep. And I'm there with my coffee.
That sucks.
Yeah. And it's hours. I mean, you got to stop coffee. When do you stop coffee in the day? So you're safe.
I only do it in the morning now because I can never figure out a good afternoon time it just messes with me. And I used to do like a pot a day.
Oh my God.
Maybe two.
You're amazing.
Oh, it was my food. and I have EPOL, you know, I just walk around with it.
I'm amazed by how many non-water substances, of course everything's a water substance, but just pure water, how other substances, how much of that people put in their bodies, like Coke, Pepsi. I don't know anybody who mainlines Pepsi, but I know people that mainline Coca-Cola.
People do.
Yeah.
People do, sure.
But the whole, you know, case a day for some people, it's amazing.
It's more common than we think. I'm unusual in my circle because I have my water. Yeah. I walk around with my big ass thermos.
Absolutely. Same here. I'm water all the time. I'm apparently known for it. some of our listeners would say I'm known to do the water.
It's better than, you know, he's the guy who does crack.
Right.
You're known for doing water. It's okay.
That guy over there, he's big on water.
He also hot glues hats on birds, so it's okay. Yeah.
He drinks coffee at 5:30, hot glues some pigeons, and heads to bed.
Yeah. Or so he thinks.
Because I guess that was the one thing that like happened to me in the right way. Like I never thought it was normal to just indulge in liquid after liquid. It's got to be water. Water all the time. You just don't have 3 Cokes in a row. Your kidneys are not
happy. Used
to
do like the caffeine-free diet soda was a big thing in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Then I started reading that you could like die from shit. And it's like, oh, right. I don't know. Time to change. Yep.
Well, as kids, I mean, we drank it one after the other, but I still felt like it was bad. I was getting away with something.
Ooh, and your teeth rotting out of your head. Yeah, I did the seltzer water phase for a while.
I think we do that every so often. Whenever there's a new seltzer water, it happens every couple years. They reinvent the same raspberry flavored fizzy water.
It's like, oh, hey.
And you're like, yeah, now it's Perrier. Hey, I got to try that. Now it's something else. Because they go.
Man, grocery store brand is the best. I'm sorry. Give me the 49-cent bottle. It's like a liter. I used to down that. And then I'd burp for like 6 years. It's not good. I moved on to water, man. It's just safer. It's all I could handle.
I'm trying to remember some of the ones that we used to drink, but it's funny. They do the same thing. I mean, it's just different labels. There's always, now there's the LaCroix and Seagram's has one and Perrier has a great line of very good. They're tasty. Those waters are tasty, but they're expensive.
I'm a cheap bastard. I have New York tap water, thank you very much.
You still drink tap water, yes.
I do.
Incredible.
It's New York. Come on, man.
It's New York.
I know. Or I'll do Poland Spring. The others, everything else is an aftertaste to me. I can't do it.
Bottled water, I do the Smart Water. That doesn't taste
good. Oh, you're fancy.
Good. Yeah. But because it tastes good. Tastes good.
Do or you feel smarter?
Never.
Yeah. Never. I have to ask.
No. Yeah. I think I like the Dasani. Yeah, the one, the water made by Coke. I prefer that one.
That's totally from some guy's toilet. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But like the Aquafinas and the other ones, I'm with you. They have this odd taste.
See, now, my homework this week is to test different waters because I now forgot what the hell's out there.
I love you that you still can drink your tap water, that it's still that safe in New York City.
That's probably, God knows what the hell's in it. I mean, you could do, you run your filter through it, whatever, but it's just good water. I like it.
I mean, I do have, I have tap water at home with the filter. I do the filtered jug, you know, that I can, that's okay. As long as it's filtered. Because we get the letters.
They can be paranoid now, Dave. Well, Jesus Christ.
And they probably do the same for you. The water company, they send this pamphlet like every once in a while. And they're like, these are the things that are in your water. And there are things. And they list off all the things. But then they're like, these things are fine. They're just things.
Oh, see, I don't get that.
Wow.
And maybe I'm perfect over here. Someone research it for me. I'm too lazy to look.
Well, there really was nothing like Pennsylvania well water. That was wonderful.
You guys had good Swedish fish, and now you got good water.
We got Swedish fish. We got water from a well, from a tap. We put our glass under the tap, and then we drank out of it. It was crazy. The things we used to do. We were wild.
What's that about?
Crazy kids.
Now, what do you use for your coffee? Is tap water okay for your coffee?
Yes. And that I'm
okay, even with all the things in it,
right? Because I'm telling myself that it's gone through the maker, and then it's made, it's hot, so it's boiled off a little bit, but it doesn't boil. So I think it's cooked off some of the bacteria, but it hasn't. It's there.
I feel uneducated. I don't know what the hell's in my water. I don't want to look.
Yeah, you should. I'm sure that New York has a wonderful water website. And they'll
I'm Googling you, now. What's in New York City water? Okay. Yeah. It's going to say like
there are micro
pigeons, shit.
Yes. Dead bodies hacked up by Jason.
Oh, look, it's got a whole. Ever wonder what makes New York pizza so special? What's the secret behind the deliciously unique slice of pizza? It's tap water. It's great.
There you go.
The hell out of you.
Isn't that the same thing you got going with bagels? Your bagels are so good because of your water.
Our bagels are good, I guess. See, look at that. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything. Any chlorine is added. Okay. Yeah,
that's good. Well, you know, I'm sure somebody out there will say it's not good, but that's good. Drink some chlorine. there's a couple microorganisms in our.
I don't know. I think I'm okay. My stuff comes from the Catskills. I'm good.
Good. Well, now we know.
Everybody kiss my ass.
Kiss Anne Marie's ass. At least we. It's a bumper sticker.
Do it.
For our new store.
Don't do it, but I guess do it.
At least we don't have bed bugs. Bed bugs
Thank
would be
Christ
bad.
For that. Knocking on wood.
Because there's an article.
I had a neighbor with bed bugs. Oh,
really?
We should.
Oh,
tell us.
I'm going to be knocking on a lot of wood throughout this article.
I don't want that shit. Nope.
We
nope.
found that a...
Nope. I'd rather have roaches. Nope.
Since you experienced this, it's even worse because you've seen it happen to the neighbor.
Oh.
I have not seen it happen. I don't want to see it happen. I don't need that in my life. But apparently, in Walmart, in a Pennsylvania Walmart.
That ain't such a perfect place, is it?
Is it? Someone left two containers of bed bugs in Walmart. I want to know more.
How did they collect them? Like, what's going on? How big were these containers?
A manager at the That's supermarket funny. At Pennsylvania found that the bed bugs were in a pill bottle inside a coat for sale Oh my God.
Can you imagine? That's evil.
They are blood-sucking parasites. That's great. Good to know. This was in Edinburgh. And the Walmart says there's no evidence of an infestation at the store. Well, it's because they were in the container. Yeah. No suspects have been identified. The police have not established any motive. Well, what is the motive?
Yes. What is the motive of dropping a pill bottle full of bugs?
I want to know who this person is. Did they have like so many bed bugs that they're like, I hate everyone. I'm going to collect the bed bugs because that doesn't bother me at all. Yeah. Stuff them in
That's
a pill bottle.
That's going to take some time,
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, because they're small. They're little and they're blood sucking. Let's not forget, they're blood sucking.
Are we sure there were bed bugs?
Well, that's what they're swearing.
And not like, you know, fleas, which not that's any better. Yeah. I don't know.
Now that would be interesting to collect. Yes.
Here's a bottle of fleas.
A sealed bottle hidden inside a boy's jacket in the store's clothing department.
Oh no.
Imagine going home with the jacket in question, and you find this bottle, and
it's a boy's jacket. He's going to find the bottle. He's going to be like, oh, hey, this is cool. Open it up. It's Pandora's box, man.
It is. It's over for everybody.
That sucks. People are really, really messed up.
They're really messed up. If you need to know anything about this world, bed bugs in Walmart in a pill bottle.
Hot glue pigeons.
Bed bugs. Yes.
It's just. This is. God.
Here are some facts for you because I know we want to know. There are 100 different species of bed bugs,
and of course there are.
Most bed bugs live off of bats.
Only
2 out of the 100 feed off of humans.
Yeah, but those are the 2 that are everywhere, right?
Apparently, yes. They feast on the blood of their sleeping victims, inflicting itchy red welts.
Great.
And they are,
great.
As we know, a difficult pest to eradicate. That's wonderful. I always worry about that. I mean, I worry about a lot of things in hotel rooms, but that's one of them. I do, like, pull up the covers and look really closely.
See, I never look. Well, I gotta start looking.
You never look.
I gotta look at what's in my friggin' water. I don't look. I figured I'm... shit.
This is how humans live. Like you. They just... They drink water from the tap. They just crawl into hotel room bedrooms and don't think about it.
Well, thankfully, I'm not in too many hotel bedrooms these days, you know? But hey, that's funny.
I have found...
That's me!
I've found dead, like, dead large bugs. Like, not bad. Like, not an infestation. Yeah, exactly.
Where?
In a hotel room. Even in, like, the nice ones. Like, and that's the worst. that's the bad part. Is the nicer the hotel room, usually is the ones you'll find something. Crawling around.
Those are the classy bugs. Yeah. That's great.
But I'm one of those people that I can't have my feet suffocated, so I got to pull up the covers anyway, right? Because they pack them, they tuck them down,
right?
And you're
that's where you find your scorpions.
Exactly. So you got to pull that up, and sometimes I have found one or two stray bugs, which I'm sure normal people who do check would be calling management, insisting. But I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's a dead bug. It's not, you know, I didn't pull it up.
Oh, at least they're dead. Yes. They are deceased.
Yeah, they weren't jumping around or anything. So that's okay.
What kind of bugs are we talking about?
Like maybe an earwig or a scorpion. How casual I am about that.
An earwig. I have to Google what that is, D. I don't know what that is.
You're from the East Coast. You have earwigs, Anne-Marie.
I know I don't. What the hell are those?
They're little pincher bugs that get in your ear and pinch you.
Look at them. Yeah. What the hell are these? I don't have these. Oh my God. What the hell is this?
Pennsylvania was crawling with earwigs. That was our thing.
Oh my god, these are gross. I can't even touch my screen. Ew.
See? Yes.
Jesus Christ. Oh god. It's right up there with centipedes. No.
Yeah.
Oh my
exactly.
god.
They're a little they're like the not scary cousin of the centipede is the earwig.
Oh no, these are disgusting. Mm. No. I don't have these here. Where the hell
Good
did you
know.
Live?
We Bumfuck. It was
oh my god.
Because they
telling you, roaches are looking good. Bring yeah. them on because this is prehistoric looking shit walking around.
See,
oh my god.
This is why people should be more okay with roaches. Because roaches, it's just like someone has kind of walked into your house and they're not that dangerous. Everything else, I mean, earwigs, they'll pinch you. Bed bugs are apparently
god.
Sucking your blood. Scorpions are really hurting you. So
roaches run when they
yeah,
see you.
Roaches,
oh, buddy.
Exactly. Roaches are just like an unwelcome visitor, which is sometimes okay in comparison.
God.
Yeah, earwigs really like water, and I think some people call them water bugs and other such things, but you'll find them in watery, trashy areas.
Well, we have water bugs as well. Yeah, they look like bigger roaches.
Oh, no. Yeah, not that water bug. Yeah.
You know.
The pinchy
kind. Then I'll get like little baby centipedes in my bathroom. Like, oh, I can't. I got to move out.
Thus far, the most
wrong.
Terrifying thing is like an 8-inch centipede or millipede whatever. That was horrible.
Nope.
That was horrible.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
It was... Where the hell do you find that? Nope.
Dead in the middle of my floor for no particular reason. Yeah.
I would burn
Can
everything
you imagine?
Down.
Yeah.
I'd burn everything down.
Because with every
I
season,
can't live there.
Something else crawls by every other season and finds a way in. Every time.
That's so gross, Steve. Yeah. I can't. That's like my big fear. Nope.
Well, then when you read up on because the millipedes, I think, are the bigger ones. I think that's the type. But if you read up on them, they are hungry. They attack people and eat their foot or something. I don't want to know.
Oh. I don't want to be on this earth anymore. This is so gross. I can't.
It is amazing.
I can't handle
them. We coexist with. It's crazy.
Why were these things created? This is where we get all messed up. Who did that?
See, all those species, like, that was part of, like, our transformation. Because, you know, we were fish. So, we just started crawling. And we once were, like, you know, disgusting. I mean, we're still kind of disgusting.
We're still gross, I think.
Yes. Just go in.
As humans, we're there's gross parts of us. It's okay.
Go in the teenager's bedroom and we'll know.
Ugh.
We'll know all about it.
Jesus Christ. Probably centipedes there too.
Oh, God. That's why I don't
can't.
Like clutter. I like clutter. I don't like it because it clutters the mind, but it also harbors anything that accidentally gets in your house. So clear all that space, make it nice, and then you might be lucky enough to find the centipede that's in the middle of the floor instead of picking it up or slipping your feet under those covers at night. Children.
I'm going to show you a picture of my room. It's just filled with clutter and shit. Man, I've got everything against me tonight.
It's okay. It's all right. We're learning.
I don't check the sheets. I drink tap water.
Maybe I've just watched too many horror movies. But
I live in clutter.
I'm not sticking my feet under those covers without checking.
Jesus.
I thought it was a leap for me to start using the actual hotel pillow. Because remember back in the day, our mothers used
it.
To bring
yeah,
the pillows with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that. And I think about all the people. You know I do, because you know how I think. I think about all the people that have been there, that have set their head on the pillow.
And other things,
diseases they've had, and I've watched plenty of porn, so I know what they've done in the hotel room. I know. I totally know.
That's great.
That's why when I see the hotel cleaning people and they really strip down the bed and they really are doing everything they can, I'm very grateful. Because I worry that they're just like, ah, this looks okay.
Yeah, but they're using the same rag in all the rooms and crap. It's gross.
Oh. I can't see that stuff. I can't think about dead millipedes. I'm fine, but
God.
But a housekeeper with the same rag. I'm like, oh no. It's Coffee House on Four Culture, and you just never know where we're going to go. You don't know where bed bugs will take you.
I'm
until
so horrified.
They take you.
Jesus.
And I thought that was going to be like a nice,
ooh,
calm entry story, you know?
No, man. I can't do them.
Well, if we want something that will definitely switch our gears and give us even worse visuals, are the list that we've obtained.
Bring it.
From the 2019 things that we got stuck in our rectum last year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And this list is lengthy, and it's not just your rectum. Yes, we need
it's
applause.
It's basically
any orifice. Any place in your body that you can stick something, people have gotten something stuck.
It's amazing.
I'm amazed by this list. It is long. And some of it, I'm not sure. Because, you know, sometimes you understand why someone would stick something in something. Like the ear. The list for the
sometimes
ear.
Sometimes you'd understand.
Well, like the ear.
Yeah, sometimes I'd understand.
They removed two wireless earbuds that were stuck in the ear. So that you can...
Oh,
I don't know how they got so in there, but at least you understand why they were there.
Yeah, no.
How'd you get it lost, you know, or launched?
You went in the wrong way. You put the narrow part in. I don't know.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? I bet somebody has. Or a jewel. I get that. You thought you were doing something fun and it didn't work out.
I had a Tic Tac stuck up my nose when I was little.
Oh.
Fun fact.
There's a fact for our Coffee House Jeopardy show.
See? And I had to, like, learn how to blow my nose.
Did you have to blow it out?
I did. I blew it out. By myself.
That's good.
I don't know what the hell made me shove one up there, but I had to try it, I guess.
Well, and when...
There you go.
When it comes down to it, it's like you either blow that out or we're taking you into surgery. I guess you're going to try and blow your hardest.
Jesus.
A sister put a... long, slender toy in a patient's ear.
Oh.
Could be. It's like the Tic Tac. Yeah. A metal piece of shirt. Okay. Rock salt. Well, that could be a terrible accident.
Rock salt. Yeah. That's like landing on your shampoo bottle. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Whoops. A berry. Patient said she had wax in the ear, attempted to remove it with tweezers and a piece of string. Guess they stuck the string.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Paper in both ears. Well, that's interesting. Jesus. Oh, here's your falling on the...
the yeah, it's one of those.
placed a thermometer in ear and then fell on the bed. Oh, shit.
What the hell?
A juice box straw. That sounds like something a bunch of high kids did.
Okay.
Yeah. A pearl. A wood chip.
Wood chip.
Ouch.
Those are, you know,
tough.
Not smooth.
No,
Jesus.
They're not. Microchip. Also not smooth.
Oh, yeah, that's like a little abrasive.
A decorative seashell. See, a lot of these I can picture someone's like, you know, trying to do something pretty and they accidentally lost it. Tooth of a comb.
Come on.
Tooth of a comb. Zip tie. Slime. Well.
Slime.
There's got to be
this
more.
This is a special list.
I need some more information about that. A plastic spider. And a Christmas ornament.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. It's got to be one of those old school pointy ones.
Mm. Ow.
They're like glass. Oh, God. Don't do that.
Things stuck up noses. Also, tic-tac territory. Two rare earth magnets. A small heart sticker.
Oh, okay. See,
a lot of this, I'm picturing it's like accidentally got snorted up. Two button batteries. A bath bead.
What the hell?
Yeah, chalk. Yeah, don't stick chalk up your nose. That's not healthy. A bug. But then they tried to remove the bug with a bobby pin, and then the bobby pin got stuck.
Yeah, great.
Candy wrapper. Well, this makes me think of our friend Paula, a googly eye. That's what happens when you put googly eyes on too much stuff. Might accidentally get one up your nose. A moth
ball. It just crawls up there.
Oh, a moth ball. A moth ball. Mm.
These are kids doing something stupid.
Stupid. Sunflower seed. And again, a Christmas ornament.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, so now we're getting like to more and more dangerous places to get stuck. Now we're in the throat. Things that have gotten stuck in a throat.
Christmas ornament. Go ahead.
A fidget spinner.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That's, oh my God. Oh,
yeah. A condom, obviously.
Oh, that sucked. Yeah. And then you gag. Oh my God, that's awful.
Yes, Anne-Marie, that did suck. Literally. A laser pointer.
Oh my God.
A tape dispenser. Who swallows a tape dispenser?
Wow. It's amazing.
It's amazing. What they need to tell us is, were these just removed and that they lived? Is everybody okay after swallowing a tape dispenser?
How are you okay after a tape dispenser?
A decorative rock. A tropical breeze detergent pod. Well, we know what happened there.
Damn. Tropical breeze.
Damn kids. Swallowed three button batteries. And a thumbtack.
Right. Ouch.
A fuse.
A fuse? Mm.
A capsule that expands into a foam dinosaur.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That started out okay, but eventually.
It grows. It works.
It does. A plastic sword.
Oh.
I swallowed a stamp ink pad that a person received as a prize at a dentist office.
Hmm. Damn dentist. Was he sued? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cleaning solution, razor blade covered in toilet paper, and a broken plastic soap dish.
Oh, my God.
All at the same time?
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Stuffed bird.
A stuffed bird. Did he have a hat on?
That's why I wouldn't go down. Cute. It was fine. Then I got stuck.
That's what kept him going.
Got stuck on the cowboy hat. 10 puzzle pieces.
Ten.
This one had a necklace in her mouth trying to untangle it and accidentally swallowed it.
Wow.
Glass Christmas tree light.
That wasn't going to be one of it.
We're not there yet. Ice cream cup lid.
Wow.
Drill bit. Oh, yeah.
This is amazing.
A hearing aid, a key, and a Christmas ornament.
Holy shit.
Seeing a theme.
I'm so excited because we're moving down the body.
We are.
And it's going to be better.
It's getting better and better. we're on to the penis.
Oh,
things that have been stuck in the penis. These are the the unfortunate posts that we sometimes come across, and we're like, no, keep scrolling, keep scrolling.
wait, I want to read. Wait,
exactly. Things that people have got stuck in their penis.
Wow.
Crayons. That's believable.
Okay.
A marker cap. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know they had this capability to take such a thing. I guess so.
You'd have to, yeah. You'd have to, work
just say
on it.
Yes.
You gotta work on it, yeah. A chopstick. A ballpoint, ballpoint pen.
Oh, did he do writing afterwards?
Can I have that your cool. Can I have your autograph?
Let me jump.
Toy pliers.
Oh, wow.
A lollipop stick.
Okay, that's not as narrow. That's narrow, though. Oh. So I'm not too shocked by that. Okay.
A coaxial cable.
What the fuck?
He was trying to do an upload. A wedding ring, because why not?
Why?
Magnets.
It's an engagement ring. Oh, she's going to be so surprised when she finds it. Is here.
That, yes. Will you marry me? Yes. A screwdriver. That happens a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby pin. And surprisingly, not a Christmas ornament. That is not on this list.
Not yet. Oh, my God.
Now, that list was uncomfortable for me. This list should be uncomfortable for you, as it's things stuck in a vagina.
Let's do it. Okay.
A toothbrush.
Okay.
Which is not. That's not bad. But I don't know how it got stuck, but okay. A metal and plastic container. It sounds like they were trying to smuggle something. Tape. Just tape.
Tape. What the hell?
This person was being arrested by the police, so she took her cell phone and hid it in her vagina, and it got stuck. So a cell phone.
Oh, we should try that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Perfume bottle. A makeup sponge. Whoopsie.
Ah, they wanted that to be birth control. Good luck, guys. Good luck.
This isn't really as uncomfortable as I thought it would be. A large piece of underwear. Seems like an unfortunate situation.
Hell? Yeah.
Oh, here's one. A toy action figure. How did He-Man get in there?
Skeletor.
A rubber ball. We've all seen that video. Jumped off the couch and landed on a spoon.
It just happened.
Surprisingly, not a Christmas ornament.
Wow. Not yet. That's another one. Not yet. Oh, God.
And then what we've all come for, the rectum.
Oh, thank goodness.
Finally, yes. The last place, apparently, people can normally get things stuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's the guy. He slipped in the shower and landed on a metal air freshener. And it went straight in. Sure you did. We know what you were up to. A folding knife.
Wow. Yeah. Ouch.
Now, was it open? That's what I want to know.
Oh.
A plastic toy about 6 inches long.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
A toothpick. Yeah.
A toothpick.
Another toothbrush.
Jesus.
And that wasn't good enough, so then they went for the toothbrush holder. A plunger handle.
Wow. Mm. Well, we're getting hardcore now.
Yes. Two razor blades.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Why would you? I mean, where's?
I don't want to go. I don't want to go too far off topic, but I mean, a lot of people stick razor blades in their ass and in their penis. It's very strange to me. Like that, they like it.
This is a thing.
It's a thing. It's like the coffee table people. This is another thing.
And what they do, sit in a bowl of vinegar afterwards and burn? I don't understand. What are they doing? Ow. This is bizarre. Ow.
Ow and ow. Two small vibrators.
Okay.
Okay. That was just an accident.
That's not shocking
okay.
to me.
No. A turkey baster, also not shocking.
Oh.
A condom wrapper. They couldn't.
A wrapper.
Yeah, just the wrapper.
It's like, here, this will work.
A coat hanger, and this notes, the patient was unsure how it got there. That's really the thing here, is the stories that they come in with, and they're probably just like, I don't know how this happened.
Oh. That's the problem. No story. Just like, this happened. I don't know. Just do what you got to do. Don't give a story. Exactly. It's not worth it.
You don't want to.
Because then you're going to be on our show.
Exactly. A garden hose cap.
Oh.
A cigarette lighter. Like, oh, I wonder if it was like the kind from the car.
Oh. Are we talking like Zippos or like the other one? Oh, my
God. Right, exactly. Is it a Zippo? Is it the ones you push in on your old, 1962 Mercedes.
Well, you've been telling me about razor blades and this. Oh, God. Why not?
I bet someone did. A toy hockey stick.
Gold!
A water gun.
Wow.
A bag of heroin, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's normal. Coins.
Where else would you put it? Okay.
Coins, yes. You have change for this.
Again, let me jump up and down and I'll get it for you.
An egg timer.
Wow.
A small shampoo bottle. And of course, a large shampoo bottle. A light bulb.
Wow. And without shattering.
Yeah. Now that I've seen.
You've seen that. Oh my God.
The things that some of us have seen.
God bless.
Now here's the impressive. Oh,
okay.
Oh my God.
Drum roll, please.
Piece de resistance, an applesauce can.
I don't think you've ever seen applesauce in a can. Are we talking?
No, I've never seen applesauce in a can. So I'm just thinking like a can, let's think of a vegetable can or something. Just think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, take a moment. And
wow. God bless him, too. Or her, whoever. Wow.
Then there's someone who accidentally got a dildo lodged in their rectum, and so they cut the end of it off.
Oh.
That was the wrong way to go about that, sir.
No, they probably tried to grip it with scissors to pull it out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
See? Think about the logistics of this.
God. Stuck a 4-inch butt plug up rectum, handle broke off, so he continued to push it in. See, it's like they thought, maybe we can just get rid of this. If I just push it in.
Where's it going to come out? If I cough enough, exactly. It will just come out that way.
And of course, a Christmas ornament.
Yes! There it is. Season's greetings, my friends. Bend over. Oh, it's fantastic.
Those are the fun things some people see out there.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
Yeah. I have no idea, and I don't want to have an idea of the interest and, shall we say, pleasure of sticking some things in places they don't belong.
Oh my God.
Because some people like the screwdrivers and stuff in all that down there, that the people take real great pleasure upon that, and I'm glad that that's not something I want to try.
It's like, well, okay, that's great.
Yeah, because it seems, it's not like I don't want to do it because it's disgusting or strange. It's just you're going to end up one of these people on the list because you just don't you don't put screwdrivers in places like that.
We're going to talk about you. the 2019 list, so 2020 could bring.
That's right. Could bring more. I mean,
even better.
If only Nostradamus could have predicted that.
Maybe he did. Start Googling.
Well, you have
Nostradamus predicting anal play. Okay.
He could have. You found he's already been spot on with a couple things from our last show.
Yeah, we got some earthquakes going on and a volcanic eruption. We guessed the location. Well, did we guess the locations or he did?
He guessed several, yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, the whole whatever, California it's happening. Thing, yeah.
We were hoping for.
Well, you wanted your waterfront property. Yeah. It's still possible.
It's still possible. Even though we believe that we'll die in a tsunami if that were to happen, so we might want to not do
that. Yeah, but for the few minutes before, what a view.
Isn't it? Anytime I talk about that, I think about the Interstellar, the movie Interstellar. Have you seen that?
Well, guess what? I haven't. See, are we surprised? No. Are we really surprised?
It's just two different worlds. Let's just admit. If I said, you know, Star Wars, you'd be there.
But, like, oh yeah,
Spider-Man. You know. Spider-Man for the 15th time. But
shut up. The abuse. The abuse. Oh, my God.
But not an Interstellar. No. It's really good. You'll probably think it was. You'd think it was stupid. I could just hear.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I don't know. I just think you'd be like, "What the fuck just happened?" The whole thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's weird, but they go kind of time hopping, visiting different worlds, and of course, when you get on different planets like that are way out there, literally, if you enter into their atmosphere, the time has slowed down. So like the dude waiting at the space station was there for 5 years. But when they went onto the planet, literally they were there for like a year.
No.
It was really trippy. But on one planet, the planet is completely made of water. And they think they get out of the ship and everything's calm and beautiful. And they're looking at these beautiful mountains, these huge mountains. And then the mountains start getting closer. And they realize, oh no, that's just like a gigantic wave. And then they have to escape this gigantic wall of water. And
that sucks.
Anytime, yeah. Tsunamis freak me out, and that's why. Because of that movie. Not because of anything real, but because of that movie.
Well, drowning sucks. Who wants that?
Yes. Nobody.
Put that up there with centipedes. No.
Centipedes, earwigs, and tsunamis.
No.
Oh my.
Ain't doing it. Nope.
Lastly, we have a letter. Nope. We have a letter to the editor. new year, new them. A man would like to know if he should tell his new girlfriend that he's going to keep seeing sex workers. He writes in,
You think she'll be sad?
I think so. I don't know. He writes in saying, I started dating someone. He's 35. She's 33. So they're relatively young. Recently that I've really enjoyed connecting with and have found a higher level of chemistry with than anyone else I've dated. It's exciting and it's given me a chance to imagine a stable future with someone. Something I've struggled to imagine in the past. But there's something else that's new for me this year that complicates things. I've started seeing sex workers. And basically the gist of it is he's wanting to continue on with the girlfriend, but also see the sex workers for the sex. And he wants to know, should I tell her?
Should I let her know?
Should I let her know?
Well, if she's so great, then you wouldn't see. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, see, that's the good. There's the Dear Abby right there. If she's so great, she'll understand.
If she's so great.
And you'll be great.
No, but like if she's so great, then you wouldn't see why see the sex workers then. But if she's okay with it, and you're okay with it, then then you're okay with it.
Yeah, that could go a couple
ways. But something tells me she probably won't be.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
That's the Dear Abby response. Since you're not telling her clearly, she was probably, you already know the answer to that.
She's probably reading this now and shitting in her pants.
I'm thinking, huh, my boyfriend's 35 and I'm 33. And he does go off late at night a lot. But apparently the sexual chemistry between them, the partners, isn't terrible, but it isn't very strong. However, the non-sexual chemistry, he's all over. So he just wants
to. But it's a new relationship?
And it's a new relationship. That's
so maybe it just needs, I don't know.
Maybe they need some screwdrivers and razor blades.
And Christmas ornaments.
And Christmas ornaments. To spice up their life.
I just think it might have to be something that will develop if it's a new relationship.
Being new, I would have hoped that would have come up. Because if you want to find somebody who's okay with that, you're going to need to bring that up in the beginning stages of the relationship.
Well, for most people, yes.
For most people.
I don't know.
Well, if you're living a double life and you're going on Oprah, and no, you just keep doing what you're doing. But I think that couples should be able to share those things with each other.
I would think so too. Why not? Really, my couples. God.
Yeah. And I think that's the easiest part of this is he's seeing sex workers. So literally he's just, I don't know what state he's in, but say he was in Nevada, it's legal in certain counties.
Right.
So you're going to a place. They've been tested. They're approved. They're not going to fall in love with you. You pay the bill. You have your things. You have a good time.
Right. But if it's elsewhere, right. It's a little bit of a different setup going on.
Exactly. If it's in the
you're back. You're not tested.
In the back you're seat. Not, yeah. Exactly.
There's a whole health safety thing going on here. Yeah.
See, that would be my first question is like, if it's totally safe, then okay, dude, maybe you can take your time with it. But
we're assuming that he's seeing females.
True.
So who knows? There's a different layers to this.
So many.
Not that seeing males would be bad, but then it's like, are you being true to what to who you are?
To who you are, and what you're doing, and to her, is she okay with that? And I understand it's hard to find someone who's okay with that. That's pretty much what he's saying. But you got to tell her.
Tell her and maybe play around with those Christmas ornaments just to see if they spare you some pain.
Exactly. Because it's really when the monogamous relationship, to me, that his relationship kind of is, depending on what kind of sex worker he's hiring, but it's kind of monogamous because the open relationship, when you involve other people, is more like, you're really bringing them in. Even if you're keeping your people separate, you're bringing them into your relationship, your life.
But if it's open, that means both parties know about it.
It is. And that's what this dude needs to start working on, at least.
Yeah, this ain't open right now. He's all over the place, and that's really, he's up Schitt's Creek already. Right.
And if he has obtained himself a girlfriend whom has not thought outside the box, she's probably fighting every urge to go with someone else. And she'll be very upset when she learns that she's missed all sorts of Tom, Dicks, and Harrys.
He's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
He's so in trouble.
Yes. You have started this up wrong. And you need to go
this
back.
Is like,
you need
you
a
know,
do-over. You got to just take this in a totally different direction.
That's, I don't know. He's in trouble. That's not good.
It's not good.
Then again, she wouldn't even date him if she knew that he was with sex workers anyway.
Which is probably what he's saying. It's like, you know, that's why he can't find anybody. Because everybody he finds, if he tells them, they dump him. He's looking in the wrong places.
I know, but why is he going to all these sex workers?
Oh, it's a thrill.
Is it a thrill?
It's probably.
But wouldn't it get old after a while?
I would think so.
If it's a regular thing, I mean,
yeah.
Then it's a relationship.
Yeah, he said it's like therapy. She's amazing, but sex workers are my therapy.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Therapy.
What
the hell?
More layers, more questions. Do you talk to them? Do you cry? Is that... Are you having that kind of?
Do you? He has mommy issues, maybe. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. This is.
Let's get him on the show. This is. I don't know, dude. Yeah. Mm.
If you're listening, Sleepless in Seattle, come on the show. And
you need Christmas ornaments. You need it's Christmas safer. Ornaments.
We're gonna talk you through this. I think this is
got your therapy right here.
It's a great example of like normal people who think they're normal. Like I bet everything else in his life he thinks is totally normal. So therefore he's kind of medicating himself in this strange way because he's lacking a lot of other things.
He's working the dead end office job.
Yes. And he's looking
lives
for
in mom's basement.
And the normal girlfriend, and I bet they go to church every Sunday. But really, if we would have let him out of the box earlier, he could have got into the screwdrivers. He could have found a nice fetish website.
He could have
website.
Gotten into the screwdriver.
Could have got into the toolbox. And just went to town. He could have got onto a nice romantic fetish website and found himself someone else who also enjoys relationships, but also sex workers or screwdrivers or coffee tables.
But that's still chaos. That's still accepting all parts of himself and putting himself out there. He's not there.
He's not.
That's why he's got everything in different compartments.
That's why he's lost.
Dude.
More help than this article and this show can give you. You're going to have to come on and talk to us.
Dude. What are you doing?
I think there's just so many things to introduce to the normal people, you know?
What are you doing? What? I don't know. It doesn't have to be so complicated if you're just open about
it. Doesn't. Yeah.
Things. Yeah. Who you are, what you are, what you want, what you need.
If you just lived your life like that, you wouldn't have such a problem.
And then it becomes the new normal. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
And then we're good.
God, I know everything. I'm good.
You're
got everything figured
on
out.
On it. Absolutely. We're fabulous. We are fabulous. We're on the coffee house. We've got all things going.
I learned a lot again.
I learned a lot again too. We have our own Instagram now. It's getting started.
Yay!
So go join the Coffee House Instagram.
What should we put up next? Should we focus on the hat with the pigeon, or do we do Christmas ornaments in bad locations?
We should start with the pigeon because it's cute.
Is it cute?
Really?
Its skull exactly. Being melted right. By wax. Where the hell else we think? Oh. I don't know. Glue.
It's like those Twitter people who post this. You know, they're like, look at this cute seal who's playing catch. Or what was the other one I saw the other day? Oh, the octopus in the jar. They had a jar.
Oh, and it's opening the jar.
It's opening the jar. It's all in water. I mean, the jar is in water. There's water in the jar. It's just an octopus with a loose lid on the jar, and the octopus is in the jar. And it's to show us that it can solve a puzzle and open the jar. And I knew it the minute I saw it. I knew the second I scrolled. This is not right. You've hurt that octopus. You've scarred him for life. We can't do anything in this world.
I had shared a little video of a dog in a box just jumping around, and somebody put a soundtrack that song "Jump Around" by I can't think what they are.
Yeah.
Jump around, you know. Yeah. And I was just dying, and then that dog's got epilepsy. What a shame! Like, exactly. Shut up, it's funny. Yes. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. It's cute. They ruined my good. Yeah. Time.
Every reply on Twitter is like, so this is actually not cute, and I'll tell you why it's not cute.
Oh, get your heads out of your asses.
That dog has epilepsy, and that octopus is scarred for life. And that seal, it's been trained by man.
He's having seizures.
Yeah, the seal is trained by man to catch a ball, and therefore, he's also scarred by life. He's hungry. He wants food. I can't.
I can't either. I can't either. I mean, I'm the mom who used to put my kid in pans and stuff and pretend to, like, you know, oh, I'm going to bake them. But I should have been put away. This, okay. I don't know.
It's okay. He turned out fabulously, just like the rest of us. You gotta be put in a jar to learn how to get out of it. So when you're really stuck in a jar, you know what you're doing.
That's deep.
Isn't it? And we'll leave you with
that's
that.
Very deep. We will leave you with that.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen.
What's in your jar?
What's in your jar? And have you been taught how to get out of it? Use those tentacles and the suction cups and everything you can. Get the F out of that jar.
Octopus is delicious too, but that's another show.
And a whole other line of comments. You eat that beautiful creature. Yes.
Shut your face.
Nothing like a good octopus. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Dee.
This has been so enlightening and so much fun.
We've been edumacated yet again.
The sun has set. It's time to now go from coffee to cocktails. So we'll see you.
Or go to bed.
Go to bed, yeah. Or you'll be up. Listening to the heart beat under the floorboards.
With Ichabod Crane come out of your closet.
With a flaming pumpkin.
And a Christmas ornament.
And a Christmas ornament. Lodged up his ass.
And a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat. There's a picture. Grab us on Spotify and fourculture.com and juice.com. And until next week, we love you. Don't glue anything to anybody.
I'm delirious. Oh, God.
For more shows by the artist Dee and Anne-Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicetalk.com. That's juiced talk.com. This is 4Culture Radio. 4Culture.com.